Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
A COVID booster is available now to everyone over the age of 18, but uptake so far has been low, particularly amongst the younger cohort. In response, the HSE has organised walk-in COVID clinics this bank holiday weekend. No appointment necessary. Eileen Whelan is the HSE's COVID vaccine programme lead and has all the details. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Claire.
So, walk-in clinics this weekend. Where and how do people get that booster if they need it and they're eligible?
So there's 34 clinics open all around the country, one in every county, and there's four in Dublin, two in Meath, three in Cork, and for people who want to access their vaccine, they just turn up on the day. It's a walk-in clinic, and the clinics have varying times over the bank holiday weekend. Okay. We'd encourage people to bring photograph ID, but we're trying to make this as convenient as possible for people because, as you've highlighted, the uptake is not where we would like it to be.
So, and that's why you've taken the decision to do it now, is that right?
That's right. We've taken the decision because the uptake is just 33% at the minute for all of the population over 18 years. And in the primary vaccination program and in the first booster program, we had really good uptake by all of the population. And that's what has led to us being able to open back up the economy, everybody move back into a normal way of life. And it's really important that we do get better uptake across the population. So once we achieve that,
there might be a slight delay on the line, but I'm just looking at that figure of 33% across the board. There's big disparity, though, isn't there, amongst the age groups? It's quite high amongst the over 65s at 78%, but very, very low as you get younger.
Yeah, so the highest risk in relation to adverse outcomes from COVID-19 is in the older age groups. And it is good that the over 65s have a good uptake, and 78% is really good for that age group. However, we're all at risk regardless of age, and we don't know who could be higher at risk in relation to severity of illness, long COVID, and various different outcomes from COVID-19. The second thing is it's important that we have good coverage across the population. So it's important that people from 18 upwards are encouraged to go out and get their vaccine. And I would particularly appeal to people. The vaccine is available, the appointments are convenient, and the vaccine is available and free for you. So it would make a big difference in relation to then being able to streamline this program into normal ways of managing immunity and managing other viral illnesses.
The uptake, Eileen, when it comes to the 18 to 29-year-olds is scarcely believable. It's so low. It's at 3%.
Yeah, 3%. So just 16,000 people in that age group, and there's over 300,000 people in that age group that have come forward. So this age group are socialising, they're mixing, they're a highly mobile age group. And while I recognise that, you know, they're not the highest at risk group, this group will contribute to, you know, challenges in relation to us able to overall manage our reaction to the virus.
And have you been able to establish why they're so reluctant to come back for this booster?
So we have engaged with that age group, and in the early stages, a lot of our messaging was around get the vaccine, you know, protect yourself, protect others. We have engaged with the ESRI recently, and, you know, advice in relation to behaviour is that we should be speaking directly to the individuals and potentially be organising individual appointments for people. But I suppose a lot of the motivation has to be, you know, personal motivation, that this is what people want to do and that they see the benefits of it. And the consistent public health messages that our immunity wanes over time, and after 4 to 6 months our immunity has already started to wane. So for that reason we would strongly encourage the 18 to 29 year olds to come forward. What's interesting, a lot of them have mentioned to us that the reason for getting the vaccine was to allow them become mobile again and allow them to travel, so that there was a lot of self-interest in the early stages. And as we all know, you know, the country was in lockdown, travel, etc., was limited. But we would now encourage people to do it because it's the right thing to do. And it's important that as a part of the overall population that we increase the uptake.
Well, that's a harder message to get across, isn't it? I mean, if you're locked out of doing something because you don't have your COVID vaccine and your booster, you're very much inclined to do it. But now, as you say, they may not see a reason for getting this third booster.
That's correct. And Professor Peter Lund, behavioural economist with the ESRI, has talked about conditional cooperation, so that people are inclined to do the right thing if they believe everybody else is doing the right thing. So I suppose, you know, our older age group and people over 65 and lots of vulnerable people across the community are doing the right thing. Some of the over 18s and, you know, the other age cohorts are doing the right thing, but we just need more people to avail of the vaccine that is there for them, that has been part of the public health planning to ensure that we have safety and that we can get on top of this virus, which we are there, and it has been a marathon, but we're in the last mile of this and in the very last couple of yards.
These walk-in clinics then, Eileen, over the weekend, are they only for people over the age of 18?
Yes, they're only for people over the age of 18. And that's because we organise clinics in a special way for adults versus how we would cater for younger cohorts in the population, and particularly try and have a child-friendly approach if there's younger people coming to clinics. So anybody over 18.
Are you planning for an annual COVID vaccine programme? Are you at that stage yet where it will become similar to what we see now with the flu vaccine?
Yeah, so the flu vaccine is planned in relation to the seasonal virus, and that hits Ireland around the same time every year. So far, the COVID-19 programme has been planned in relation to assessing risks and benefits of getting the virus getting the vaccine, pending what's happening in the wider environment around prevalence of the virus. But there are certainly conversations, and public health experts are looking at whether this could be an annual plan or it could be a biannual plan for high at-risk groups. So that it certainly would be the thinking going forward to have a structured way in relation to planning the programme.
Now, people are getting in touch asking us what the rules are around getting a booster after you've had COVID. So, Eileen, you might remind us what you need to do there.
So anybody over the age of 50 can get their booster once they're 4 months after having a COVID infection or 4 months from a previous booster. Anybody in the 18 to 49 age group needs to wait 6 months after a COVID infection or a previous COVID booster. And within the 18 to 49 year olds, there's three groups that are more higher at risk, and they are your healthcare workers, people with underlying medical conditions, and people who are immunocompromised, and pregnant women. And they just have to wait the 4 months. So it's 4 months generally, but 6 months if you're in the 18 to 49 and you're not in the higher risk group.
Okay. Have you looked at how much of an impact, one of our listeners actually has asked us this, whether the booster, the low uptake, is due to a high percentage of people having had COVID over the last 4 to 6 months?
Yeah, so we frequently get updates from the HPSC who assess what's happening in relation to the external environment. And we know that 85% of people have developed their serosurveillance from both infection and from the vaccine. So 85% of people will have contacted COVID at some point during the last 3 years. However, it's not as easy to identify exactly what proportion have had it in the last 4 months. But we are currently working with our population health team and with people doing data modelling to try and get us an estimate of that. And that would make a difference in relation to adjusting our data. But I suppose, regardless of the adjustment, the uptake isn't where it needs to be. And everybody's key objective here is to be able to wind down the vaccination programme, to be able to streamline it into major health mainstream health services, and that it won't become a day-to-day topic of conversation. And, you know, once we get better uptake with the second booster, we'll be moving that direction.
All right. Well, and if anyone wants to avail of that booster, the walk-in clinics are open, 34 of them all over the weekend. You don't need an appointment. And for more information, the website is hse.ie/walk-in, hse.ie/walk-in. Eileen Whelan, thank you very much for joining us.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.